ويستفتونك في النساء قل الله يفتيكم فيهن وما يتلى عليكم في الكتاب في يتامى النساء اللاتي لا تؤتونهن ما كتب لهن وترغبون أن تنكحوهن والمستضعفين من الولدان وأن تقوموا لليتامى بالقسط وما تفعلوا من خير فإن الله كان به عليما.
They ask you to pronounce laws concerning women. Say, Allah pronounces to you concerning them and reminds you of the injunctions which were recited to you in the book about female orphans whom you do not give what has been ordained for them and whom you wish to marry out of greed, and the commandments relating to the children who are weak and helpless. Allah directs you to treat the orphans with justice. Allah is well aware of whatever good you do. They ask you to pronounce laws concerning women.
The actual query about women is not spelled out directly. The judgment pronounced a little later in response to that query, however, makes it abundantly clear what the query was.
And whom you wish to marry out of greed.
The words of the text, وَتَرْغَبُونَ أَن تَنْكِهُنَّ, may be interpreted as whom you wish to marry out of greed, and also as whom you do not wish to marry.
وَإِنْ امْرَأَةٌ خَافَتْ مِنْ بَعْلِهَا نُشُوزًا أَوْ إِعْرَاضًا فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَنْ يُصْلِحَا بَيْنَهُمَا صُلْحًا وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ وَأُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنْفُسُ الشُّحَّ وَإِن تُحْسِنُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا.
If a woman fears either ill-treatment or aversion from her husband, it is not wrong for the husband and wife to bring about reconciliation among themselves by compromising on their rights, for reconciliation is better. Man is prone to selfishness, but if you do good and are God-fearing, then surely Allah is aware of the things you do. If a woman...
The actual response to the query begins here. The question is how a person who had more than one wife can comply with the injunctions to be just and equitable towards all of them. Is a person obligated by Islam to feel equally towards each of his wives, to love each to an equal degree, and treat each of them equally, even in respect of sexual relationship? Such questions are especially relevant with regard to a husband, one of whose wives might be, say, afflicted with either sterility or permanent sickness, or who is incapable of sexual intercourse. Does justice demand that if a person fails to live up to the standards of equality mentioned above, he should renounce his first wife in order to marry another woman? Moreover, where the first wife is disinclined to agree to the annulment of marriage, is it appropriate for the spouses to make a voluntary accord among themselves, according to which the wife, towards whom the husband feels relatively less attracted, voluntarily surrenders some of her rights, and thereby persuades her husband not to repudiate the marriage? Would such an act be against the dictates of justice?
By compromising on their rights,
it is better for the spouses to come to a mutual understanding so that the wife may remain with the same man with whom she has already spent a part of her life.
وَلَن تَسْتَطِيعُوا أَن تَعْدِلُوا بَيْنَ النِّسَاءِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتُمْ فَلَا تَمِيلُوا كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ فَتَذَرُوهَا كَالْمُعَلَّقَةِ وَإِن تُصْلِحُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَّحِيمًا.
You will not be able to treat your wives with absolute justice, not even if you keenly desire to do so. It suffices in order to follow the law of Allah that you do not wholly incline to one, leaving the other in suspense. If you act rightly and remain God-fearing, surely Allah is all-forgiving, all-compassionate. Leaving the other in suspense.
Some people point out that the Quran in one breath stipulates justice as the necessary condition for plurality of wives, and in the next declares it to be impossible. On this basis, they conclude that the Quran has itself revoked the permission to marry more than one wife. There is, therefore, absolutely no justification for having a plurality of wives. Such an inference would have been justified had the Quran merely said that you will not be able to treat your wives with absolute justice. But the Quranic statement is followed by the direction, do not wholly incline to one, leaving the other in suspense. This leaves no grounds at all for the blind followers of Christian Europe to force an interpretation of their liking on the verse.
وَإِن يَتَفَرَّقَا يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلًّا مِّن سَعَتِهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ وَاسِعًا حَكِيمًا
But if the two separate, out of His plenty, Allah will make each dispense with the other. Indeed, Allah is most bounteous, most wise.
وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَإِنْ تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَنِيًّا حَمِيدًا
All that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth belongs to Allah. We enjoined upon those who were given the book before you and also yourselves to have fear of Allah. But if you disbelieve, then bear in mind that all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth belongs to Allah. Allah is self-sufficient, most praiseworthy.
وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا
To Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth, and Allah suffices for help and protection.
إِن يَشَأْ يُذْهِبْكُمْ أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ وَيَأْتِ بِآخَرِينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ قَدِيرًا
If He wills, He has full power to remove you, O mankind, and bring in others in your place.
مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا فَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ ثَوَابُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا
He who desires the reward of this world, let him know that with Allah is the reward of this world and also of the world to come. Allah is all-hearing, all-seeing.